Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning, good morning.
How are
you? You know what? I'm good. I'm going to steal that song for our next cover show.
Excellent, excellent. I think you'd like the whole EP, to be honest,
nice.
Rob.
And it's really, really good. Really, really good.
Hey, how's your bubble going? I hear we've got three real facts and one fake fact this morning.
Yes. I'm all right. Actually, today it's haircut day.
Ooh.
So I'm revving myself up. It's been too cold.
Yeah.
It seems to be warming up a little bit, so I'm going to go for it. Right, here we go. What I'll do is, I'll tell you them all.
Okay.
And then I'll go back and I'll give you a little bit of a, you know, thing on all of them.
All right, so here we go. We all have to guess, everybody at home listening. Text in which one you think is the lie. That's the...
It's compulsory.
The game. Yeah, it's compulsory. All right, go, Rob.
Is
what
that
have you got?
A lie? Right. A radio station in Texas that burned Beatle records in 1966, calling it devil music, was struck by lightning the next day.
Whoa. Oh. I kind of hope that one's real. That feels dramatic.
There was a 17th century game in England called Mouse Mumbling, involving holding a live mouse in your mouth.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
The only ants in Iceland are in a zoo.
Ants?
Whoa. Ants.
Ants.
Ants. And oh. Ants.
Really?
Zoe's face is the picture of shock right now.
And beer is more nutritious than bread.
Beer is more nutritious than bread.
Hmm.
And just before I go back to them, I just got to tell you, I've been looking at loads of really, really crazy facts. And the most ridiculous one, which I just destroyed immediately, is it would take 41,923 hazelnuts to encircle the Colosseum.
I'd like to think someone did it.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like to think someone did it, but I'm sure they did it with maths is probably what they did.
Well, exactly, because like a hazelnut, you could say it with Kit Kats or Mars bars.
Because they're all the same size.
So anyway, right, the radio station in Texas.
Okay.
It was called Radio Clues, all capital letters, K-L-U-E, in Longview, Texas.
Ooh.
What they done was they got all these Beatle records in a big bonfire, and funny enough, they had a burning cross. Wouldn't think that would happen in Texas.
Oh dear!
And then they burnt them all, and then the next day there was a huge, huge storm. Lightning hit the radio station, wrecked all their equipment,
and knocked
their news director out.
Oh my god!
So just be careful if it's stormy out there, Jemima. Just hide under the table, under your desk.
Okay, I feel like this is plausible. It's one of those things where I reckon it's probably like a Beatles fun fact. I would like to think this is real because it's so ridiculous that I'm erring towards believing this one, I have to say.
I want to know more about these Icelandic ants.
Oh, we'll get into that.
All right.
17th century game in England called Mouse Mumbling. It was mentioned by Daniel Defoe in 1709 from one of his pamphlets about tavern life. Pre-Robinson Crusoe.
Mm.
That's what they should do before Twitter and all that. They should write pamphlets and just hand them out.
Yeah,
and put mice in their mouth.
But the game involved like putting a live mouse in your mouth and see how long you could keep it in there for.
What do you reckon about that one?
I feel like that could be true, but I like to think that it's not.
Well, considering how long it took people to realise that you had to wash your hands when you're doing like medical procedures, I totally believe it.
You imagine, right? You're standing in a pub. Right in the 17th century, there's not a lot going on, is there?
No, there's not. And, you know, people were gross back then. People are still a bit gross now, but I got to say, I believe the mouse mumbling.
I'm disgusted.
Right. Okay, the ant one.
Yes.
I love this one.
The only ants in Iceland are in a zoo because it's too cold there. The only ants they've got there are leaf cutter ants.
What is a leaf cutter ant?
Sort of self-explanatory, really. They're ants that cut leaves.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. With their little pincers.
And I'll tell you what, you want to watch something on them because they're fascinating. They use them like make little boats,
cars,
everything.
Ants feel like a very crucial part of the ecosystem. So I'm not sure how I feel about this one. But it is very cold there, so could be real.
I think
it's boring,
like Greenland
zoo.
And Antarctica are two other countries that haven't got ants. Mm. Although, I must, when I checked it out, they have found some invasive ants that have actually got to a flat in Reykjavik.
Oh, okay, okay.
Don't know how they got there.
Maybe plausible, or maybe that's a little red herring you've slipped in there. Mm. I'm unsure. And what's the last one?
Beer is more nutritious than bread. One beer equals a kilojoule value of approximately 7 slices of bread, and a six-pack, approximately 2 loaves. It's got lots of stuff in it.
Okay.
A kilojoule is a unit of energy.
Okay, I can kind of see how that might be like on a science level true. I'm not sure. I'm erring towards the ants at the moment, but I'm unconvinced. What have you got, Zoe?
I mean, I think it's probably the ants, but I want to believe that it's the mice mumblers. Because that has ruined my day.
Okay, well, I'm going with ants. You're going with mice.
I'll go with mice.
Text us on 5395. What is the lie and why do you think so?
Trouble is, right, and one thing, don't start Googling it. I should have got a really short song, shouldn't I?
Ah, it's all right. We've got a nice little 3-minute track from The Cure to play. It is Three Imaginary Boys that you've picked for us this morning.
I'd like to give it a shout out to my flatmate Aid, who actually played it yesterday and reintroduced me to it.
Excellent. Well, this one is going out to Adrian, and we'll be back on the other side of this, so text in your reckons about which one is the lie. Thank you, Rob. See you in a sec.
Thank you.
Great song there, Rob. Three Imaginary Boys. 10 out of 10 choice this morning. That's by The Cure, of course. All right. We're getting some texts about these false facts or possibly false facts that we've got. So we've got mouse mumbling ants in the zoo in Iceland, bread and beer, bread versus beer on the nutritional scale, and the
burning Beatles records.
Burning Beatles records.
Followed by lightning.
Exactly. That's what we're working with here. Yeah. Lisa reckons it's the radio station that is the lie. She says the clue was in the name, KLU, clue. I like you reading into this in a sneaky way.
I wish I was that clever.
Someone would like to know if it is white bread or brown bread, which I feel like is an important distinction. Do we know, Rob?
Is there, I only know about white bread.
Okay, maybe that's your clue there as well.
Oh, good point. Never thought of that.
Lots of people agree with me that it's the mouse one. Someone says, okay. Mice have teeth and bite. Go the mouse, fight back, dirty humans.
There's a lot of passion in that text message. Someone else also reckons mice are quite nippy with their teeth and won't have hesitated to chomp fingers, etc., before reaching the mouth. I still think that sounds like something you'd read in like a Shakespeare, you know? They were all like mouse mumbling at the pub
It just makes me so mad.
It just sounds disgusting to me, to be honest. Someone says they reckon the ants because a country wouldn't put pests in the zoo. We don't put snakes in our zoos. Now, I'm not sure if they're being sarcastic or not, but we definitely do put snakes in the zoo.
Okay.
But I see what they're saying there. It's not necessarily the most exciting thing to see in a zoo. Although, I remember being a kid and you'd go to the museum in Christchurch and they had like an ant. I'm pretty sure they had an ant hill with like real ants in it, like little bitey ants. And then they also had a tarantula. And I always thought that was pretty cool. And an axolotl, that was pretty cool. But none of those are especially exciting insects. Mm. Anyway, I've digressed
here.
I mean,
when you compare the excitement of an ant to the excitement of, say, a giraffe, there's no competition.
Do you imagine if an ant was the size of a giraffe? That'd be pretty trippy.
That would be so scary.
Well, because ants are so strong as well, that would be like, it would be able to take over the world.
They would, without a doubt.
How big do you think an ant would have to be to, like, take out a human?
Ooh,
I reckon size of a dog?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably even smaller than that, because as you say, they got it all going on, haven't they?
Isn't it something like 1,000 times their own body weight they can lift? Have I just made that fact up?
You probably made it up, but it is something like that.
More false facts to the mix here. All right, I think we need to come up with some definitive answers here. I'm sticking with the ants.
I'm sticking with the mumbling mice.
Generally, people seem to think it's the mice on the text machine. What have we got, Rob? What is the false fact?
The first time I failed, it's mouse mumbling.
Yes! Dang.
Yes!
See, what I've done was, I thought I'd be clever, and I looked at, like, writers from the 17th century, and I saw David Defoe, I know him. So I just made some stuff up.
I fully believed that. Hook, line, and sinker, I have to say. It just seemed like something revolting and surreal.
Do you know what the really scary thing is? There was actually something called sparrow mumbling.
Ooh.
And they used to do it with sparrows, and I just changed it to mice.
I think
and
that
David
would...
Defoe never
I hate
it.
That.
I think that would be worse. They've got beaks.
And wings.
And wings. Oh, God, awful. Oh. Well, thank you for freaking us out this morning, Rob. Always appreciate it. So does that mean that the Beatles one was true, that they really did get struck by lightning?
And the radio station stopped broadcasting for about 15 years and came back and then stopped in the 80s, thankfully.
Wow. That is crazy. Well, thanks for that. And the bread one is true as well?
Yeah.
Eat bread responsibly. That one isn't. Well, thanks... Yeah, what was that?
No, it's nothing. Just be safe, Auckland, everybody. Do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
It's not that hard, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, we'll look forward to getting you back in the studio soon, Rob.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing the red light. I do like the red light.
We do like the red light in the studio. Hey, have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, talk to you again. Everybody be safe. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
See you later. Bye.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, Rob.